Hello and welcome, 8123 podcast. What's up? It has been a minute.
Yeah, I saw it's been a month, I think.
Damn.
Oops.
Sorry. Okay. But we've been busy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen, we have a new studio.
We do have a new studio. And we'll be posting a lot more on that soon, and probably maybe we'll do a cool podcast episode. Could be like the evolution of the Main's recording studios, like kind of how we went from the old office to the building them out in Airbnbs to Flying Blanket and on and on. So could be cool to talk about how we've gotten better.
I like that idea. That sounds super fun.
Yeah, but hopefully y'all enjoyed the holiday live stream concert. If you watched it, if not, if you subscribe to Pillar, you can do that, and it'll be available forever on there. That was a bunch of fun.
Yeah, it was the loosest of the live streams, but in a really cool way.
Yeah,
I had super fun. I had some keyboards going. I played bass. I played some tambourine. It was cool. I liked having a whole area to myself with different instruments.
Yeah, it was fun. For me, I would say I had the easiest gig for the acoustic show. Yeah, I just kind of playing some shaker and some kick drum, some snare. Mm-hmm. Kind of anybody could have done what I was doing. So
no, in Tears Won't Cry, you had to play two shakers at once, and then drop it and grab a stick, and then play hi hat, then drop the stick and grab the two shakers back.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So that was that. Today, Leighton. From Lydia, great band. They've been around for 20 years almost, which is insane. We'll get into it, but we have a bunch of history with them, and they're from Arizona, and we've been on the road with them a couple times all around the world. And they're doing a live stream show on their Pillar tomorrow. If you're hearing this today, which is Thursday, so on Friday night, the 17th, they're doing a show, or the 18th.
Yeah. Friday night.
So if you would like to watch a live concert, they're doing one. So should be rad.
Yeah. But everything's good in your life, Patrick. I mean, I've talked to you every single day, but
yeah,
well, want to know how you are doing?
You're good, man. Charlotte got a Christmas tree for the first time. So yeah, we went and did that. Went and got a tree. It is very small.
Oh.
It is like 2.5 feet tall.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And it's on our table, kind of sits there. So did that. And then, yeah, we've just been, honestly, we're still working on the new record. It feels like we've been saying that it's like almost done forever.
Well, because we get close, and then something changes, and we decide to add another song or
remix
something, so of all the albums, this has taken the longest. Maybe besides Black and White,
yeah,
that could go on for whatever felt like forever. But
this really proves the fact of like what people say is like you'll take as much time as you have to get it done.
Yeah.
So it's like, because everything is in lockdown and we don't like have a rush to get a record out by a certain date because of a tour that's already booked, we're taking our time with it. And we'll see if that ends up being a good thing or a bad thing. But I will say objectively, the songs that we have remixed and things have gotten better. In a fairly dramatic way. They weren't bad before.
Worth it. Yeah.
But they've gotten a lot better. It's like really, we're just really getting into like the nitty gritty on it, because the songs themselves haven't changed at all. Like we've been super certain about that, about the songs and the lyrics and all that stuff. It's just like the finishing touches that present it in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even when we were going through the first time, I remember you being like really wanting to spend the time to get things right. And we had a conversation once and you're like, if we don't do it now, like it's just going to be there forever. And like these things that you said something about like, I want to do like the first time where I don't listen back and be like, oh, I wish I would have changed that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I think, stuck with everyone and been like, okay, like, you know, we could say this is done, which, you know, a couple people in the band have done a few times. And then, you know, someone being like, no, like this needs to get better. This part isn't yet right yet.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we're being a little crazy about stuff, but I think it's going to end up being the best for the album.
100%. Well,
that's a podcast in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys get a double podcast today. Well, we will get into our interview here with Leighton from Lydia. They just put out a new record and then also a reimagined version of their first album, and they're doing the live stream show on Friday night. So check them out on Instagram or wherever and get all that info. Sweet. Well, you guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the episode.
We said our goodbyes under sunsetting skies and shared one last cigarette. Talked into the night, we laughed and we cried, wondering why all good things have to end. And I swore that I'd call you, but we both knew it was a lie. Cause sometimes
I was thinking about the podcast and kind of like where to begin, and as thinking about the fact that when you guys first kind of got going in Arizona, like me and Garrett were in bands, and you know, when we were in you know, like freshmen in high school, and seeing you guys kind of like break out and like go on tour was like a big inspiration in feeling like it was
someone possible. Got out.
Yeah, like it was possible. I mean, I remember we went to the album release show for this December at that church. It was like, it was you guys and Goodbye Tomorrow and
totally.
And like I think that was like the first show, and then like the next day you guys were like headed out on a tour or something. And I just remember like feeling like if like we could ever do that, like like that is like the ultimate like goal, you know, like dream. So I think like for, you know, for us, like we saw bands like you like doing that, and it was an inspiration to actually think that was possible. Did you guys have that ambition to like, we like want to like to make something of this, or were you just like writing songs and it just like kind of happened?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I think I'm trying to think of who we were like looking at, like you were seeing that, like I think we were looking at bands around Gilbert and Arizona doing the same thing. Like, you remember that band Girl Repellent? Like
back yeah, yeah.
So they were like huge, like when we were, you know, just freshmen or whatever. So we were like, oh, dude, if we could play at the Nile one day, like that would be really making it, you know? So like, I think it was that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, well, when I graduated high school, Steve, the guy I started the band with initially, he was 1 year behind me. So I had nothing to do for a year and I just wanted to go on the road and just like do that. And so I just kind of like hung out and did some classes at ASU for a year. And then we just took off on the road and I don't think any of us expected it to obviously still be doing it today. So I think it was just kind of like give it a shot and see if anything came of it. I don't think we had these big high expectations or goals or anything.
Yeah. Well, I remember like, cause you guys were on the Atticus, that like comp, and that was like, holy shit. And I mean, I had just heard about you guys locally and you're on this, like what seemed to be like a massive, massive thing that, I mean, yeah. How did that come about even?
So that came about one of our random friends just like dropped off a demo tape we had to, Zoomies? Is that what it was? Zoom?
Yeah.
That's what I think it's called. And I guess for whatever reason, I mean, if you go back and listen to it, I listen to it now, I'm like, this is awful. Like, this is so bad. But they picked it to win. And so that's how we got on that tape. It's basically like a mixtape. And then with that, we played a show with Sum 41. It was just us and Sum 41. And at the time, Sum 41 was massive. And like, it was like our first show. We were playing to like 8,000 people outside, like in a, you know, like a arena type show. We're just like, Jesus, what's going on here?
Damn.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's wild. Because like, I mean, you guys definitely were different though. You guys seem like this like dark kind of like I don't know what was happening at the time, because it was like pop punk was like near the end of its thing and like screamo was coming in and you guys were like this like I don't know like what I would call indie rock, and I hadn't really experienced any of that stuff, so it totally seemed new and like totally fresh. So I get why, you know, even when you look back, you being like, oh, that sucked, but at the time it was so new and cool,
right? Yeah, and I think, I don't know if it's still, like, taken as well these days, but I think it was kind of like, back in the day, maybe I'm wrong here, you didn't have to sing as good. Like, you could kind of, like, sing a little shittier, like, I don't know, some 90s bands and whatnot. You didn't have to have the best voice, so I think I could kind of get away with it.
Oh, man, that's funny. No, I just kind of like what Garrett's saying, it's like it really seemed like you guys were always, you were kind of like had like one foot in kind of like the Warped Tour kind of like pop punk kind of a world, and like would tour with like some of those bands, but you guys were always like the outlier, and like to me it was always like, oh, like they're like the cooler band, you know. And I remember, like, there was always kind of, like mystique around the band. I remember you guys played a show at Neckbeards, which for people that don't know, it was, like, the one venue in Arizona for, like, to, like, go and see bands. And you guys, it was super hot in there, and it was, like, sold out show and packed out. And you guys told them to turn all the lights off. And you guys played a show like pretty much in the dark, where like you couldn't see your faces, because like, I mean, I think like looking back, it was probably because the lights were just so hot, you know, that it was like the only way to like not like like pass out on stage.
Totally.
But like I think to like everybody else, it was like, oh,
well, it was dramatically different. Me and Pat pretty much, we didn't work there, but we were there every single day. Like, we would get home from school and then go there because Tim would you know, be printing shirts in the back. And so we would see every fucking show that went through there. And you guys, just the fact that you turned the lights off, I was like, what is happening?
Like, it's so wild. I remember that. That's funny. We were just talking about that at rehearsal yesterday because, we were just talking about how Neckbeards was like so wild. It was the only venue. And that show that you're talking about was like the middle of July. And it was like, couldn't be hotter in there. Everyone's just like packed in there, dripping sweat. I found the footage of it and used it in a video recently. It's just so funny to go back and look. Like, I was like starting one of the songs, some dude without a shirt on just jumps on stage, grabs the mic for me and starts singing. I was like, that's how shows used to be, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane. So what made you guys want to go back and do like the reimagining of that first record?
I think when I listened to it, like, I don't know, maybe for the past, just in the past maybe year or two, 3 years, somewhere in there, I finally started like enjoying the songs. I didn't like the record for like a while. Mm-hmm. I thought my voice sounded like shit. I thought, like, you know, it was just weird. It was like too drawn out of songs. But I went back and listened to it after not listening to it for maybe like, I don't know, 4 years or so. And I was like, all right, let's see what the hell was going on this record. And I was like, okay, like I can get down on this. Cause my wife was playing it and she was like, these are some cool songs. And I was like, nah, turn that shit off. Like, let's listen to something else. And she's like, no, like, check this out. And it was like almost like I was listening to a new song that I hadn't heard for a while.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is a cool record. Like, I think I could really put a 2020 spin on this and not like, and do it justice, not like try to make it this club hit or something.
Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of how it came about. And then I found myself finishing the new record that we just did, and I was up in Portland, and me and Justin were kind of hanging out, which you guys know, Justin Camacho. We were hanging out, and we just sort of started messing around with the December record, and it just kind of spiraled, and we did the whole thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's
talked about wanting to do something like that at some point, the reimagined, like,
yeah.
About doing our first record drunk.
Yeah, just like
live and drunk.
Just getting like super fucked up and then, like, because like there's a bunch of songs we don't ever play, so like yeah. We're not gonna really like know how to play them anyway.
And yeah, then,
like,
just, I think that should be your guys' next event that you do live stream. That should be the next Pillar live stream.
Yeah, but the idea of that is like really cool, and yeah, like. I mean, what is that record? 15 years, almost 15 years old.
It is 15 years this year.
Yeah, so it's like having a totally new perspective on it, and like you said, like thinking of those songs not as your own, almost like uh-huh. You're a completely different person. It, I mean, even us, like, I'll listen to something like a demo that has been sitting around for that long, and it's just like, what were we thinking? And like all right. Like try to get your head into that zone again. Uh-huh. I think it's really cool.
But it's super cool because I'll hear like a, you know, a chord switch to this other chord and I'm like, wow, I would never fucking think to do that now, you know? Yeah. So it's really interesting to hear shit that you do so far, like, back.
Yeah. Did you start working on that before you were working on the new record or after?
Afterwards. It was like you kind of had to, it was obviously a lot, like a pretty tall task because we had just finished, or I had just finished recording the whole new album. So you know how a toll that takes on, you know, your psyche and everything. But it was like the 15 year and I was like, I either have to do it now or never, you know? So I was like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah. One of the things I think is interesting, is just how, you know, your band has been through a lot, you know, as far as different people being in the band at different times and taking a break and coming back. And so like now making this new record as the the first time as the only person in the band is you, you know, what was that like? Cause it kind of feels like always like it's been all the songs and like everything. Yeah. Like you've gotten help from other people like along the way, but it's always been a vision that came from you. Like, do you feel like it was harder to make a record without that help, or it was easier?
I think on this one, I feel like I like relied on, it was just basically me and Justin in the studio, so I kind of had somebody to obviously bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of find it cool either way when I'm working on stuff with Keller or the other project that he was Cinema. You know, you just kind of, the different people in the room are, you're always going to make a different song with different people in the room. Like, if I would have done the whole new This December record with Keller instead of Justin, it would have been a different record, which it's not a bad thing, you know? It's just kind of cool how different people put different spins on different songs, the same song. So I like working with different people. Not to say like working with a band of the same people all the time is bad either. But I kind of enjoy how I'm solo now a little bit. And with that comes working with just me and another producer. So it's like, I kind of have a different band member every time I make a record, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah. No, that's cool. And I mean, I feel like there's a certain like element that it probably now will let you like work faster on stuff, because it's like you don't have to like agree with the rest of your band. Like,
yeah,
like I kind of always think like, man, if there were some way where like I could sing and play, it's like.
I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I'd be like putting shit out so fast, because it's like in a band, it's like you have to like get five people on the same page, which like can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. What's your guys' like, how do you guys do that with five people? Like, do people have like trump cards, or like, do they have like, can somebody like completely cut someone off, or like, how do you guys do that?
I mean, it really just depends. Like, all the ideas start with John and his like basic demo, and then we kind of like choose the ones that, you know, get our ears going, like, oh, that one's cool, and like have like an idea of what it could be, and then it's like kicked off from there, and then everyone just throws in their, you know, couple ideas or whatever. But you know, in our situation, it's definitely an idea from John first. And
yeah.
But it's like the hardest times in our band when we're making a record is when John writes something and then he decides that he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But like the rest of us, or like a handful of us, are like, no, like that's fucking sick. Like, let's work on it. Cause like, as you know, like if you're the singer and you have to like write the lyrics to this and like own it, it's like if you're not into it, it's super hard to like push through.
Yeah.
But like sometimes maybe he doesn't like it because he was in a bad mood the day that he wrote it or something, you know. Yeah. Or like then like the four of us come at it a month later after he wrote it and like can hear it from a different perspective. And yeah, like that's happened before and like ended up being like some of our like most important songs for our fans is like something that like John was like, I don't want to put this on the record. And then we just kept saying like, no, let's do it.
You gotta get out of your own way. Like, this thing's fucking awesome and you just can't be what it is. Cause yeah, like you're saying, something might've bugged him about it, or, you know,
or
the thing he was trying to rip off, he didn't actually really like, or, you know, like,
yeah,
this and it's fucking great. Like, stop.
I think that's what's so rad about, just putting out music in general is that you literally, I don't think anybody can. You never know what's going to stick or what people are going to be attracted to, or like, and the opposite too. Sometimes you're like, this is a banger. And then, you know, everyone's like, nah, what about that other track? You know?
I mean, if you think it's a banger, it's probably not.
Probably not.
Like, I mean, on the record that we were just working on, there was one that, like, it was like, the demo was like, this is the fucking thing. Like, this is going to be the first song that comes out for sure. And then now it's like seventh on the record. Right. And like kind of like the one that, like, everyone's like, oh, that's cool, but like not the song.
Totally. Yeah, I hate picking singles. It's like the worst thing to me. I really don't like them.
Yeah. I mean, like, there is, I feel like, you're kind of an artist that, like, people want, like, kind of the weird shit, you know. So it's yeah. I feel like you could get away with just like putting out a record like without a single before it, and just like have people like digest it all like at once, you know.
Totally. I think we're one of the bands that people sometimes get upset when we do have a single. They're like, yeah. Oh, what are you guys, fucking pop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one we were trying to be.
Yeah, totally. It's like, maybe I want to make a pop record. I don't know, like a country record. I don't know.
Yeah. We've been talking about that, wanting to do like a EP, like a like real alt country EP or something.
Yeah.
How has that been? You know, because when you've been an artist, so this new record is your eighth record.
I think so. That sounds right.
You know, so when you've put out that many records, like, you know, like us too, it's like obviously the sound has changed in a big way from the first record till now. And has that ever been like a hard thing to like deal with, like people's expectations of like what kind of album that they want from you guys, or do you just like put your head down when you're like working on the song?
Yeah, I feel you. I think it's, I would love to do the latter one of those. I think that, but I'd be lying though if I didn't, you know, if some of that shit doesn't trickle into your, you know, psyche while you're writing stuff. Cause like, you know, you always kind of remember the worst comments, you know, or the bad that people say, and people are, you know, all the super nice and amazing stuff. It kind of, for some reason, you know, you don't remember that as much. But yeah, I try to like put my head in the sand and just write cool shit that I'm really, really into. But I don't know. It's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah. It's this like double-edged sword. Cause like, you know, when you've been a band for this long, it's like when you guys put out your second record, it was like a mixture of like the timing and like people like were hearing about you for the first time. And then like you put out this like incredible record, which I remember the first time that I heard it, we got it on a CD in Garrett's parents' suburban, and like we were on tour and like would listen to it like all the time. And it's kind of one of those things that's like, it's incredible that like you've had a record that has meant that much to people, but then at the same time it's like kind of like this haunting thing that it's like, oh shit, like people have an expectation of something, you know. And like for us, like we've kind of had that same kind of like a feeling, but it kind of gets exciting by like your sixth record or something, because it's like, well, now we've made so many records that like who knows what the fuck we're gonna sound like, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
was like that, you know, like maybe on record 3 and 4 and 5, like was that like something that was like hard for you to kind of deal with, of like having this like thing on your back of like, we made this record that people are like obsessed with?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's just that, people are, they're always going to like kind of compare, I think they compare every record we do to Illuminate because it like, yeah, impacted so many people. And I guess this December too. Yeah, I think the band just like morphed into a different, like obviously members and groups and whatnot over the years. So it's like, it's hard for me to compare like Lydia right now to that Lydia because it just seems like such a different headspace and a different thing, really. And so I don't really associate the two, but I know on paper they are.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's a really weird space in my head.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
That makes any sense.
Oh, for sure. Kind of going back to redoing the first album, what was like, was there anything that was like particularly really difficult, or was it just more fun to just kind of relive that stuff?
Oh, it was a blast. And it was fun because I had just gotten done making a brand new record from scratch. So that's all new, everything you're making up as you go, obviously. But then I got to this December and it's amazing. It's like the whole blueprint is laid out for you. You just get a sprinkle in the fun shit, you know, all the lyrics are written, all the chord progressions are done. Like, it's just fun. I would suggest it to you guys if you're planning to redo something. It's really fun.
Yeah. I definitely want to. I think it'd be fun to just reimagine something in a totally different way.
So. Yeah. Cause I was like pulling out my hair by the end of making the new record. Cause it's just like trying to come up with so many lyrics and make sure you're really into them. Cause that's going to be on paper forever. And then, you know, you get to one that's all the lyrics are done, all the timing, all the cool shit is already there. And you just get to like tweak it and play with it and make it fun and new beats and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. Do you imagine like, so you're doing a show this weekend. Do you imagine like when things are back to some kind of a normal, now that it is kind of like only you and the band, like, do you imagine that you'll be on the road a lot, or do you kind of like want to just like make records?
I think right now I'm definitely more in the record making headspace. I think shows, I definitely miss playing shows, I think, like everyone. But yeah, I hadn't really like put much thought into it in the whole like show thing. Maybe just like a couple regional ones or whatnot, and then maybe a tour or whatnot. But it's like, it's so hard to say because nobody knows when the shit's ending, you know?
Yeah.
It's a weird time to be alive.
Yeah, it's insane.
But this is our first live stream, so I haven't experienced that yet, so I'm excited about that. I know you guys have done it quite a bit. How many live streams have you guys done?
Three.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. I mean, obviously, it doesn't replace a show, you know.
Yeah.
But there's like something about it that feels good because you're like doing a sound check again, you know, for the first time. And like, you know, there is like the like exciting part to me about playing a show is like knowing that like if you fuck up, everybody is like gonna hear it like right then, you know.
Yeah.
And like you get that feeling, you know, that it's like, oh, like these people, like they paid their money for the ticket and like they're watching us right now.
Yeah. Like the pressure's back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the weird thing is when the chat, you can read the chat. So you're actually seeing what people are actually thinking about when you're performing. And it can be interesting sometimes.
Do you guys have that like chat like on like a screen or like how do you read it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did
you guys do it at Lit ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We did that for the second one that we did. Yeah. They'll have that up there for sure for you guys. Cool. Yeah. It like makes it cool. Like just to like, you know, the whole, like, someone says something kind of funny, and you're, like, in between a song, and you can make a joke back at them or whatever. It's, like, there's, like, things like that that make it feel like, oh, this is, like, kind of like a show.
Yeah, it's almost like everyone in the crowd has, like, a loudspeaker that they can just yell shit at you during the show.
Well, it's cool. How, are you guys just going to be doing, like, a mixture of songs from like, all the records, or?
Yeah, totally. I think some people think we're just doing this December because it's coming out, and it's, like, the 15-year anniversary and whatnot. But we're putting out that record, but we're doing songs off of every single record we have. So we're doing a pretty good mixture of everything. It's going to be fun.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Awesome. I'm excited that you're kind of back and doing shit again. I remember, like, when you guys kind of didn't really, like, announce something, but it, like, felt like it might be a while until anything happened, and then all of a sudden you're back, and, like, you're kind of putting out two records in a month, and
like,
doing a show and everything. So
I'm strictly gonna put out double albums from now on, I think. Nothing less, maybe triple, who knows.
Yeah, four albums.
That Bright Eyes record that came out in, like, 2006 or something.
Yeah,
and they put out, like, two records in the same day. Like, I've always wanted to do that now,
because
that
rad.
That just,
yeah, I remember that. That record was great. Both of those were
awesome.
Super good. All right, yeah, you should do that.
Now that's going to be our next record, I think.
Are you guys sitting on the any songs at the moment? I know you're sitting kind of on a whole record, but do you have, like, more in addition to that?
Not that's, like, done, but we did the record, and we thought it was done, and then we had an idea for another song, and, like, we were just gonna go and record it and just kind of, like, have it as, like, an extra thing, and then we did it, and we were like, oh shit, like, this might be, like, the best song on the record.
That's how it always goes.
Now we have an extra song on the record. So it's like, what's so weird is, like, the first, like, most likely what are going to be the first two singles, they weren't recorded with the rest of the record. It was like, like the first one we recorded, and then, like, this one that we did at the end. So.
Yeah, and I always can't tell too. It's like, is it good because it's new and we really like it? It's new, or is it actually good? You know?
Yeah, that's always hard.
Yeah,
which you show it to other people and they go, or
yeah. Who do you guys show it to first outside of the band? Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like, we, like, kind of tried to not let him hear anything until the record's done. And then we go and, like, we, like, have a thing where, like, every time we, like, sit him down and we play the record from track one till the end in order for the first time. And it's like, it's always very obvious if he likes it or not. It's like we've made records. And, like, afterwards, it was like, oh no, like, that wasn't the response we were hoping for. Like, I mean, we made this record called Forever Halloween, and when we played it for him, it was like the air was sucked out of the room.
Yeah, that feeling of just being like, and it's so funny talking to him now. He's like, yeah, it's like, it's not like I didn't like it, but he's like, I just knew it was going to be a hard couple of years.
Oh, fuck. That's hilarious. I mean,
He was not wrong.
Well, I mean, you guys just did that show for it. Is it a record that, like, didn't do well at the start and then kind of grew on people, or was
it?
100%. Yeah. It's like, now it's like, now that we have that out of our way, like, even if another record comes along at that point, that's like, okay, people were like, it doesn't feel like the end of the world.
Yeah. Where,
like, at that time, I was like, okay, well, what job can I do after this?
But, like, it's cool to have those records that kind of, like, become, like, this, like, cult kind of classic thing, you know, where it's, like, at first, like, they weren't really, like, appreciated, and then now, like, people, like, love it super extra because they feel like, I'm like, the, like, one that gets this, you know, like.
Yeah, I always find that like a double-edged sword when someone will say in the comments, they'll be like, yeah, it just like it grew on me. It took me a little bit. It grew on me. Well, I was like, why the fuck didn't you like it right away?
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
And like, songs are great. You should like them right away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for doing this, man. I appreciate it. It's exciting that you're back and got these new records out, and I'm excited to watch the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you guys do these podcasts?
We try to do them like once a week, but when like we get busy, like doing the live stream and stuff, like we haven't put one out in like a couple of weeks now, but we do them. Yeah, I would say like 3 times a month, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Chatting.
Yeah. Sure. Sick. Well, good luck at practice, and we'll talk to you soon for sure.
Yeah. Chat soon, man.
All right, dude.
Have a good one. Later.
Here's to the end. Yeah, here's to the past. Here's to the memories. They're catching up fast. You said